They must be comparing it to one of the other lots. Look over and just look at it and see if it has an obsolescence or anything. That's what we've been running into out there.
This is at Emerald?
Yeah. That's what we've been looking at in the past.
Can you tell me if the notification that was sent out is more than what we currently have on the books? Because I'm showing the 69.9 that
we adjusted to.
Was adjusted.
That's all I'm seeing on mine. It was actually, it went up slightly.
There we go.
Which one lot is the other lot that they're comparing it to?
Dan, she can't query that from what information we've got.
Well, I'm assuming it's right there beside it or something, you know.
No, that's in phase three. What's their legal description? Let's see here.
It's a pretty good size lot.
But we've set them all at 69.9, so there's no... Is that what this one is?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan, I'm looking at the picture, and I don't see what you were asking about. There's no big easement through there, or...
It's got that point on the end of it, but that's actually just added benefit to their green space. It's really not a harmful
situation. I'm going to make a recommendation. We use the value that we've set on every other lot out there. It doesn't have an obsolescence on it, and that's the only ones we've adjusted, gentlemen.
Great. Second. Basically saying apply the Emerald Point decision.
Yeah.
We've already done that.
Feels like making a motion. I feel like second.
I feel like calling for a vote on it.
We change it every.
Aye.
Oh, you want to call?
There's a motion on BOE lot number 0115 to establish based on prior Emerald Point decision. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Are you the Dowlings?
Yeah, you're on time and early. We're early.
Let's see. We're very early.
Yeah, we're 3 o'clock.
I mean, these people are anxious to get here.
Well, we're coming from across the bridge, so make sure we got here on time.
River Bend, didn't we do?
We've done 3 of those. Jeff has had an issue with them.
Yeah, Jeff.
Yeah.
He's got your name down right there.
Yeah.
I guess we need to see the location of this one. It'll be the first thing.
Festus, Missouri?
Correct.
Was your county treasurer up there? Was that Mark Abel? Do you know?
Was.
Well, he passed away.
Right.
Mark and I were fraternity brothers.
Oh, no kidding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Long, long time ago.
I was going to say, Mark was a real nice fellow. Had plays in golf with him in some charity tournaments, things like that. But, kind of surprised me, just read right out of the paper. We weren't that close, but...
After they diagnosed him, it was no time till he was gone. He's a prior state rep, and
Ron Casey, Ron Casey,
from up there. Yes, it's a different Ron Casey. They're thinking of someone else who also recently passed away, but. So was the one we knew. but I know Ron also. If you folks would like to come up to the podium. This property currently that's at Riverbend Place, it's I think it's on the books at 313, 213. Is that right, James?
Yes.
Let me call up your information that you've sent in here. They've got it up there. And you just go ahead. We're ready to hear whatever you have to say.
Well, I think you've already had numerous cases there at Riverbend Place where people have asked for an adjustment or to look at the assessment from last year. Basically, our assessment went up about 30-35% in a market where the property values have dropped probably that much. Where we're looking at, realistically, the value probably on that condo is between 2.25 and 2.50. And I know that last week, I think you came to a couple of hearings for the Evans and also the Kahnemans, which Kahnemans live three doors down from us, Evans down one and over one, same exact units. And I believe, if my information is correct, the new evaluation was 250, which I think is probably in the ballpark.
That was exactly what it was.
And my recommendation to this board is to set this value the same at 250.
Motion to do so.
Second.
Yeah. Motion's been made and seconded to lower BOE number 0040 to $250,000 as per assessor's recommendation. Gentlemen, discussion?
For the record, what I had a problem with was...
Right. You had some others in that other building, though, that was up on the fourth floor and third floor.
Well, I thought we'd set... I wasn't talking about the ones that were...
We'd set one at 330 and one at 300. That one in the main building, but these were off to the, they were not in the main building, are they? Were they
the main building being the front building on
right,
the lake?
Right, it had the four floors.
Yeah. No, we only have four floors, correct.
I believe I thought they were in the same building.
The front building is right on the lake front.
What I'm not arguing against lowering, but what I'm saying is we need to check some of the others.
But the one gentleman had given $400,000 for his. It was more of a penthouse type situation.
If you're on the top floor in our building, right, those are three-bedroom units up there. Ours are two-bedroom, two-bath units. In the front building, the square footage is larger. They also have underbuilding parking, and they have screened-in balconies. Again, they're just larger units. The two-bedroom, two-bath units are even larger.
They have a loft. That's the main thing. The upper units did.
Yeah, correct. In our building, same way.
We adjusted the others. We want to be fair with everybody, and so we adjusted the others to 250, and that's the reason we made the motion like we did.
I think that's...
And obviously, there was an alert that went out.
I don't know if I could sell it for that yet, but it's... We're trying to sell it right now. And price is down around 215, 225. And haven't had any takers yet, but hopefully it's in the ballpark. Unfortunately, prices went down.
We're hoping they go back up.
We definitely are, but might be a year or two or three.
On the map, click on that one right next to it. To the right, yeah. That's the one that we set. Mosman's.
Hit the report. So it went from 3001 down to 250, correct?
No.
That was at 3?
That was the one we set at 300.
Yeah, it is the one you set at 300.
And DeVere is right.
Yeah.
And the other was a strange...
I think we lowered it from...
But the other one is at 3...
The other one is the three-bedroom that...
Right, 330.
I don't have a problem with that.
I'd make a recommendation that you lower this one to 250 and recertify to the gentleman, since that's been your standard.
No.
We got the motion on the
floor. I have a motion on the floor regarding BOE property 0040 to lower to $250,000 as per assessor's recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. So we're also going to confirm that to you in writing, so we will be sending that out in just the next few days. However, do do you all want to do, do you want to make a motion on DeVere, Jeff?
I do.
Go ahead.
I make a motion to set, do you need the parcel ID?
It'd be bad.
08802800000.
Why don't you do all the units in that? Built in that particular building. One excluding side.
Let's do this one house? To start with.
No, exclude. Huh?
We want to exclude the three bedrooms, right?
And there's another style in there too. There's two more styles.
Let's just do this one first.
Okay. All right.
I was just. Number in the
all right.
Oh, what?
They're talking about two more styles or something. Styles in that building.
Set that at 250,000.
Second.
Motion's okay. been made and seconded to lower BOE number 0093 to $250,000.
They're next door to us.
Right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. You can go back and tell them you got this done for them.
We will.
I'm going to call them right now.
They owe you dinner or something.
Yeah. Yeah, they...
You can thank me later.
They were happy with the 300. Wasn't that the two couples that
yes.
came together?
Yeah, yes.
Beers just had his 83rd birthday.
The three bedroom people. 83rd? 83rd,
yeah.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, last week.
Yeah.
I tell you, when he was shaking his hand at Danny, I didn't think he was 83.
Oh, I thought he was saying,
I thought he was still
man.
Taking Danny.
I thought he was saying, go, bud.
It was quite true.
Go.
That was a victory pump.
Yeah.
Okay, I might have made that up.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
you'll
folks.
Get something in the mail confirming this.
Okay, great.
Thank you very much.
What did we skip David Larson?
No.
Oh, just because these folks was here.
Established based on prior Emerald Point decision.
That was Emerald Point.
I wonder if it, can you tell me about the last two appointments, ladies, the 4:15 and the 4:30? The reason I ask, I've got a conference call. I wonder if there's a way we could, are they going to be here in person or?
Nathan's here.
I know.
4:15,
Well, huh? That idea is out the window.
What did you just? I thought I've got.
How about our 3:15? Is that in person?
That's yes,
that's
in person.
Okay.
Any more phone calls coming up? Branson Heights. You want to take that one, Ron?
Which one?
The 3:30.
The 3:30 is also. Oh, let's see.
It's early, but.
It's a big one. Are they? They yeah. were going to be phone. And it's not going to be in person.
Yeah, he's scheduled 45 minutes.
I can try. Is there a phone? Is that in on the bottom? Property is which property?
The number you have dialed is not in service. Thank you. Please hang up.
Let's try that upper number one more time. It's 527-8815, right?
enter your account code.
Mr. Shepard, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yeah.
We had an appointment.
How are you?
Good. We had an appointment to talk with you at 3:30, and we're running a little ahead. Are you ready to
talk
to us?
Let's knock him out. I like it.
Let's knock him out. Get y'all out of there.
We have you on speakerphone, so everyone is here and available, and we are ready to talk about your properties.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. Thanks for taking my phone here. I was going to come up there today and kind of got tied up over in Carthage and didn't know if I was going to be able to make it or not. So, really, just to get into it, some of the apartment complexes are just those subsidized housing deals. And we ran them all, you know, through kind of the same formula. We capped them at 7%. And they are what they are. We didn't look at any kind of market or cost approach on them. We just did the income. And I didn't want to spend a whole lot of time going through each one because, like I said, I know the law or the there's cases right now in Missouri over in Butler County where, you know, the circuit court's ruled that you use a market approach, and then, you know, you got people appealing that and whatnot. So I know it's up in the air, but we submitted it the way that the State Tax Commission had directed us to until otherwise, you know, they tell us otherwise. That being said, I think that probably eliminate Branson Apartments, Table Rock Heights, Hollister Heights, Branson Heights. And I can give y'all hearing numbers or Board of Equalization numbers if you need them, or I got it all right here.
We've got those right here.
So, Daniel, that's just going to leave Park Place involved?
That's right. And Park Place, really, there was a fee appraisal done on it. And I submitted the, you know, first couple of pages. I think it's like a 200-page report. C.B. Richard Ellis did the appraisal. I believe the date of appraisal on it was December 17th, 2010. And they did a fee simple, as-is value, $7 million as of December 2nd, 2011. That was stabilized. As is December 2nd, 2010, which is, you know, close to y'all's tax lien date of $6.8 million. And, anyways, went ahead and submitted the first couple pages on it. If y'all want me to email the whole thing to you, like I told James, I'd be happy to email the whole thing, but we didn't want to, you know, print out all the entire document and then FedEx it, you know, thought it'd be easier just to email it. We're trying to go green, you know what I'm saying? Not wasting much paper. But, anyways, we got that and then that Arvest one. So,
okay.
Really, it's just power of the board, you know, however y'all want to direct me to go over, talk about whatever. I'm at y'all's convenience. I thought it was going to be pretty simple, straightforward deal.
Daniel, I'm going to have to recommend to the board that they deny you on those first three that's involved there with the Butler County case. But this
one, I understand.
But this Branson Place apartment, I'm still fumbling through my.
I think it's at 7.3.
Is that book for 7.3? What is it on the book for?
The Park Place one?
Yes.
Yeah, the Park Place one's currently on for $7.3 million. That's where it's out to $52,565 a unit. And I believe the fee appraisal came in at 6.8. We're going with the one closest to y'all's tax lien date, that December 2nd, 2010 value. And that's coming in right at $48,570 a unit.
Daniel, I'm going to make a recommendation to this board that we, it's there somewhere in the middle at $6.9 million on the Park Place.
Okay.
Motion, $6.9 million on Park Place.
Second.
Show me which one of these that's set out, ladies.
No, CFC, DOE number 0285.
Now, is that $6 million not even, or are y'all going to send me something in the mail with the new value?
Yes, hold on just a moment.
Oh, yes, sir.
And the motion was?
Set at 6.9 by Danny.
And the second was?
Me. For assessor's recommendation.
Motion's been made and seconded to lower BOE number 0285 to $6.9 million per assessor's recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Yes, sir. In just the next few days, you'll receive that confirmation in writing.
Okay. And just so long as the clerk notes our mailing address and she sends it there, I'll make sure it gets put in the file. And like I said, we didn't, the RVS one, we didn't have the RVS one. It was just, I guess, those other apartments. He said earlier, James, that basically denying the three, I had four.
Yeah, you do.
Well, the Park Place.
Yeah.
We'll do it the
process.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like I said, we understand why. Until they figure out what they're going to do over in Butler County, we're fine with that. So, hey, I hope that was easy enough for y'all.
That's easy.
Hey, is it hot enough to get out up there?
It's almost 70 degrees.
Man, y'all suck. It's 105. Enjoy.
All right.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right.
Hey, you do. Bye. Somebody
else. Motion to deny BOE number 0217, 0221, 0286, and 0287.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to deny BOE number 0217. 0221, 0286, and 0287. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
That Ms. Mills?
Yep.
You wouldn't be ready to go a little early, would you? We're just moving right along here. Exception here. I got this.
Mm-hmm. Is there an email?
Yeah, I'm confident. Did it come to you? It's not very nice.
That's funny. That is funny. I thought it was that's very funny.
I tell you what, if there's no objection, I'd like to go into recess for 5 minutes and then we'll have Ms. Mills come up.
Okay.
It will allow me to make a quick run.
Anybody else?
Yes.